is Martha.
And I'm Colby. And this is the Shit You Need to Know podcast.
The show where we talk about what you need to know to live your best millennial life.
Listen in each week as we talk about everything from our favorite pizza to how to drop your toxic friends.
We ask each other the questions, and somewhere between us, there's an answer.
Because there's shit you need to know.
Hey, I'm Martha.
And this is Colby on the Shit You Need to Know podcast.
A podcast where we talk about things you need to know and some things you didn't. And just so you know, that took us three takes because I couldn't stop laughing.
They were all great.
No, I'm very serious because I'm a very serious person.
Oh.
And with that, we're also recording these back to back. So we recorded last week's and this week's one after the other. So we might not make sense at the end of this. Give us some grace.
And 5 stars. Don't tell them how the sausage is made, Martha.
I am transparent with my listeners. All right. So let's talk about the poll of the week. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? Colby, what do you think?
Backstreet Boys.
So,
it's hard though.
I want to say me too, but I can't tell the difference. So I never really.
Okay.
Hold up. Let me finish. I never really grew up listening to this type of music. I listened to like Britney Spears and Avril Lavigne's, but boy bands were never really my thing until One Direction, which I know is super late on the boy band train. If you ask me to get up in front of a crowd and sing like bye, 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 I couldn't. And that's why Backstreet Boys, right?
Okay, that was the game I was about to play.
Okay. continue playing.
So is that what you're going with?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
Okay, how about Shape of My Heart?
That sounds like an NSYNC song.
Everybody?
Everybody. Oh, that's Backstreet.
It's gonna be me.
That's whatever band Justin Timberlake is in.
All right, you were 2 of 4.
Okay, that's not bad.
Bye 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 is NSYNC.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Which one is Justin Timberlake in? Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC.
Oh, okay. Because the Backstreet Boys are still performing. I think they had a concert here last summer. That's all I have to say about that. You can find me on Instagram at RealMarthaRiley and on Twitter and Instagram at SYNTKPod. Colby, where can they find you?
You can find me on every platform that matters to this old boy. You can do that at Colby Complains.
You're 23. Welcome back.
I'm an ancient man.
Welcome back to Passion Month on our podcast. In the beginning of the month, we talked about what matters to us, and now we're into the teaching phase of that. Last week, Colby taught me about football because that's one of his biggest passions. We set up my fantasy draft. Unfortunately, I don't know how I did because we're recording this on the same day, but hopefully I'll tweet it or post it somewhere so you know. And now it is my turn. We are talking about one of my passions, the Royal Family of England, because they are so posh and so interesting. Like, we don't have a monarchy here in the United States. We have the president, and you know who that is. I don't need to say it. I don't want to say it, but we don't have this, like, queen structure. Queen, it's not a king. It's a prince. It's Queen Elizabeth II and her husband, Prince Philip. Colby, what questions do you have for me about the royal family before we start so I can make sure I answer them?
Well, first, Alexa, play God Save the Queen. I just don't remember their names. Like, if you show me, like, a picture of, like, random people, I can be like, that's one of them. But I would not be. Okay, so you have Lizzie, too, and she's the queen.
We'll get into it, yep. I have the whole family tree ready to go through.
We have Prince Charles. Is that the old man?
Sure is.
We have Prince William.
Yep.
Who is married to Princess Kate.
Yes, she is not a princess. She is a duchess.
Duchess, excuse me.
So there's some weird rules about prince and princesses. I don't think that's super important to this podcast, so I probably won't go into it. So let's start from the very beginning, and in this podcast, I will also be attempting a British accent, unless there are objections.
No, embarrass yourself.
Excellent. Why the obsession stuff? I said I was going to do it. It's not a surprise.
I didn't know it was going to be immediately. I thought you were going to like take a break and then, okay, no, do it. No, please. Go ahead.
The first royal wedding. Oh, shit. That's not where I wanted to start. Why the obsession started. The royal wedding of Kate Middleton and Prince William.
Is this the England that where the capital is Canberra in Australia?
Fuck off. I knew my Australian slipped in there. So how I got super obsessed with this was in 2011 is when the first royal wedding was, and that was between Kate Middleton, a commoner, and Prince William, who is second in line for the throne. We'll get into the lines of succession later. And I just thought it was very interesting, and I don't quite remember it. I think because I was reading about it on Twitter and a bunch of fashion blogs always blogged about it. I was big into Tumblr back in the day, so it was pretty like on there too. And I think I got obsessed with it because a lot of the population was also obsessed with it, because if you remember, this is, of course you don't remember, because this was the first royal wedding since Princess Diana in 1981, and we weren't alive for that. We weren't even a thought in our parents' minds yet. So that was broadcast nationally, and there was, you know, it was big, and there's lots of lines, and she's very famous for her cathedral train that went all the way down the, you know, alley. That's not the right word. The aisle of the church. Yeah, I got there eventually. And so because of that, this next wedding, well, I don't know if it was because of that, but the wedding between Kate and William was also broadcast nationally. I remember watching on a Friday night with friends. It had broadcasted earlier that day on Friday, like at 4 a.m. or something. And I obviously didn't watch that because I had school and I was a good kid. And we even like dressed up. I'm fairly certain I have a picture of this. I'll try to find it for you. But I wore this like tiara, and me and my friends like went to the thrift store and found all these cute little dresses and dressed up. We even went to like the grocery store and bought a bunch of food and like angel food cake and croissants because we wanted to be fancy and British.
Gonna say that famous French food, croissants, or that famous English food.
Yeah, well, we were 17. I'm not going to be making fish and chips. And I think from there, it just sort of spiraled. It became really hyped up. There was a lot of information available at any given time because, you know, oh, a royal went to Africa. Here are some pictures of this. Oh, Kate Middleton just had her first kid. Look at this cute ass kid. I had him as my phone background for a while. That's how fucking cute he was. And because of this, I guess, obsession or passion, I'd rather say passion. I don't want to call it an obsession because I don't know as much as some people, but I actually studied abroad in London, if you don't know, Colby.
You studied abroad?
Yeah, in London.
Never heard this before.
I did that partially because my high school boyfriend broke up with me, but also partially because London just seemed super fucking cool. Like, all the cool people were there. There was, you know, British accents and Topshop and, you know, fancy cars, One Direction, whatever. It was all there. And I wanted to be where the action happened, I guess. So that's sort of how I got into the royal wedding. Well, royal family. It started with the royal wedding. I mean, there's new shit every day, basically. So it's super interesting because for me, we don't have that here, right? So it's a new thing. But I will tell you, people in London are not as obsessed with the royal family as we are. They think it's dumb. And I mean, I haven't been back to London since 2016, so 3 years now. The Brexit is probably just trashing their life.
Bad vibes, not great vibes coming out of London right now.
Correct.
As we record, who knows what's happening?
Right, who knows what will happen in 2 weeks?
We are not alluding to anything in specific right now. It's just, if anything terrible has happened in Parliament.
It's all bad. Let's talk about the people in the royal family first. So much like your people in football, there are some key players in the royal family that are more important than others. So basically, it's the line of succession. So at the top, we got, as you call her, Lizzie II. She married Prince Philip. So those are the subjects of The Crown on Netflix, if you watch that. If you don't, look it up.
I do not.
Well, I actually don't either. I just know that they are profiled. I couldn't actually get into that show because I thought it was pretty boring. But Lizzie II and Philip had four kids. So we have Charles, we have Princess Anne, Prince Andrew, and Prince Edward. Or I should have said Prince Charles. Prince Charles married Diana. They divorced. A very famous divorce. And so she was actually, she was divorced when she died. It wasn't like a huge heartbreak. So they divorced because there were some extramarital affairs. They separated in 1992, soon after the breakdown of their relationship became public knowledge. British tabloids are notoriously bad for like invading people's private lives, but they are also scarily accurate sometimes. So that's kind of a bummer for people who live in London and or celebrities who deal with that shit. I don't deal with that shit. I'm lowly. And then we have Princess Anne, which is after Charles, and it's the only daughter of those two. Then there's Prince Andrew and Prince Edward. No one really of note.
I've never heard of Princess Anne or Prince Andrew or Edward.
It's because they're not really in line for the throne. They were until Charles had kids. And because Queen Elizabeth II is the longest reigning monarch, they are now old as fuck, basically. So at some point in time, if Elizabeth II would have died earlier, the succession may have played out differently. But eventually, you know, Charles' kids would grow up. They would take the place in front of these people. But Princess Anne is called
Princess Royal.
Yes, that's right. Princess Anne is called the Princess Royal. And it's not quite important. There's like a lot of weird titles. But if you're curious.
I'm curious.
So the Princess Royal basically is just a title given by the monarch to his or her eldest daughter. So there have been seven Princess Royals, and Princess Anne is the current Princess Royal. So because Prince Charles did not have any daughters, there will not be a Princess Royal in the next generation. But we will get to that. We'll talk about the different generations. All of these people, all of Lizzie II and Prince Philip's kids had kids, but because of the order that they already are, the order that they were born, they are not all next in line for the throne. The order goes Prince Charles, Prince William, all of Prince William's kids, Harry, all of Harry's kids, and then it goes on to the rest of the royal family.
Can I try?
Go for it. Do you know all the names of their kids?
I'm looking at it right now.
Well, that's cheating.
How is it cheating? It's like a math problem. It's like following a flow chart.
All right.
Okay. I'm not. Okay. Sorry.
Nope. Keep going.
Okay. So we got Lizzie too.
Yep.
After her is going to be Prince Charles.
Correct.
And then Prince William, who's the oldest kid.
Yep.
And their first kid was Prince George.
You got it.
So it's going to be George, then Princess Charlotte, then Prince Louis, and then it's going to be Harry.
Yes. Until Prince George grows up and has kids.
Mm.
Or if he doesn't have kids, he will be the king. And then I believe if he dies, it passes to Charlotte and then Charlotte's kids. So it's really just like the birth order is really screwy. Some people are princes. Some people are not.
I like how he just has a normal ass name. It's like all these like royal Louis and George, Charlotte, and then Archie.
Well, so what's really interesting is that there are actually, this is a very popular betting topic. When a royal is pregnant, there will be betting on what's the next name, because there's only like so many things you can name your kid. You can't name it like, what's a weird name? Like,
we're never getting a Prince Colby.
Right. Or like a Princess Renee. Well, Renee is actually pretty pretty. Martha would probably pass too because it's an old name. So this really goes back to 1917 when King George V restricted the amount of family members who could have a royal title, basically. And this is a direct quote. And if it makes sense to you, let me know. It doesn't make sense to me. But the grandchildren of the sons of any such sovereign in the direct male line, save only the eldest living son of the eldest son of the Prince of Wales, shall have and enjoy in all occasions the style and title enjoyed by the children of dukes of these our realms. So, what that means in regular American English, it means that the titles of prince and princess are restricted to the children of the sovereign. And what that means, the sovereign is the queen. So that's Charles, Edward, and Anne, and Andrew. The children of the sovereign's sons, so that's Prince Harry and William, they are allowed princes. And then the eldest son of the eldest son of Prince of Wales, so just it keeps going down the line, can also be a prince. But we didn't talk about Harry and Meghan Markle yet, but their kid is not granted the title of prince or princess just because Harry is not the eldest son of the eldest son of the eldest son. It's complicated, but there is really only like a limited amount of titles that we can give out. So it goes Charles, William, George, Charlotte, Louis, Harry, Archie. So Harry is William's brother. Archie is their kid. Then it goes all of Charles's siblings and their kids. So right now, I think if you look on Wikipedia and probably a more official website, there is 48 people in line for the throne. The chance of that 48th person becoming the queen or king of England is basically not possible. I don't want to say never, but it's not possible. So a common question that people ask, why can there be a queen and a king? So we have Queen Elizabeth, but before all that, there was, so the laws of succession were basically decided. There was a new law enacted in 2015. So people born after October 28th, 2011, this means that the succession is decided by age. Older children come before younger children. So this is exclusive of gender, right? So if Charlotte was actually the oldest kid, she would be in line for the throne. She wouldn't have to skip a place because of her gender. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions before we move on the line of succession and sort of the family tree?
It makes more sense why some of them are princesses and princes and why some of them are not, because that was confusing to me. I get it more now.
Right. So it's pretty complicated, but I will say that the key players that you need to sort of pay attention to are Charles, which is, you know, the queen's son. Then we have Harry and William and their spouses and then their kids. That's sort of like, I guess, what you would call like an A-list royal. But another interesting fact before we go into some of the next stuff is that you may wonder why they don't have any last names.
They are the House of Windsor, right?
Yes, they are. So the official family last name is Windsor, and that was designated by King George V in 1917. So there's a lot of action in 1917. The queen actually hyphenated it when she married Philip, making it Mountbatten Windsor. There's a lot of different things going on. There's a lot of different titles. They're more of a formality than anything. They're not really relevant to our day and age. You just really need to know their first name or Prince Charles or whatever. But because, you know, Harry served in the army, this is an interesting fact. So Harry went by Harry Wales in the military because his dad is the Prince of Wales. Again, titles don't really matter here. It's just an interesting fact, I think. Even though there's a more formal name somewhere, his kid is named Archie Mountbatten Windsor. They take the royal family name, but it's just, it's complicated. And it's a really archaic way of naming things. It's basically like, if I had a kid and I married someone, I would go by Martha Petrushevsky. They would go by their name, but our kids would go by the hyphen name. That's basically kind of what's happening here.
Gotcha.
So the next interesting part of this is what does a queen do, right? So we have the president of the United States. We have all of our cabinets and shit and the branches of government. And that's like a logical thing that makes sense. Well, does it? You can be the judge of that. But it's different. So it's different in the UK because there is the parliament and then we have the royals. So are the royals just figureheads? Do they actually do things? Most people don't know that. Most people think that the queen maybe makes all the decisions, but it's actually like parliament and the prime minister do that. And the queen only steps in for some of the special occasions. But let's get into it. So this is from the official royal website, royal.uk. In a monarchy, so what they have, a king or queen is the head of state. The British monarchy is known as a constitutional monarchy. So again, this means that while the sovereign, the queen, is the head of state, the ability to make and pass legislation resides with an elected parliament. So it's kind of like democracy. It's kind of not like democracy. UK politics are weird. It's not my forte, but yeah.
I was just talking to one of our friends today that parliamentary procedure is weird and I don't get it. Have you seen videos from Parliament? They're wild.
I'm pretty sure that George Clooney's wife, Amal Clooney, or should I say, I'm sorry, Amal Clooney, someone's husband, no, she is a human rights lawyer in London, and I know that she goes into Parliament and wears the wigs and the robes and stuff, so it's still very behind in a sense, but it's also, I don't know. Like, I guess I don't really know if London is considered a progressive country. I think it's good at some things.
London is a very progressive country.
Fuck off. I don't know if the UK is considered progressive. I know that they are very plagued with, like, ancient things that keep coming up that they're like, oh, shit, we gotta write that. And I'm like, fuck yeah, we have a constitution from 1776 that dictates what we do. But let's not get into that. This is not a politics podcast. So.
Yet.
Never. Literally never. Unless, well, talk to us next year when the election's going on. Back to the sovereign, this queen idea. So the sovereign no longer has the ability to make any political decisions or enforce anything, but they are like a really important part of life in the nation. And granted, this is from the official royal website. This kind of sounds propaganda-y, but bear with me. So as head of state, the monarch and the queen and stuff and all their people, they undertake constitutional and representational duties, which have developed over 1,000 years of history. In addition to these state duties, the monarch has a less formal role as head of nation. They are the focus for national identity, unity and pride, give a sense of stability and continuity. The more I'm reading this, the more I'm not sure I agree with this. So basically, the queen and all of her kids and all of their kids' kids serve as this figurehead for the United Kingdom. When you think of the United Kingdom, you probably think of the queen. I don't know. When you think of the United Kingdom, what do you think of?
The dudes with the hats. You know the ones.
The hats?
The big ones.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. the ones that don't move, but then if you mess with them, they'll move. And oh, sorry. Real answer, I think of soccer.
Okay, that's a good answer. Maybe I was wildly guessing at what people think of when they think of the United Kingdom. So
you'll never walk alone.
I could be wrong. Let us know. Find us on Instagram and Twitter or email us at hosts@shityouneedtoknow.com for more information. So a lot of people think that the queen and the royals don't really do anything and they just sort of sit in their fancy houses with their fancy titles and not even house. Yeah, like multiple houses. They have multiple properties. Fun, interesting tidbit. The queen and the royals are known as something different in each country of the United Kingdom that they go to. So that's kind of cool. But a lot of times, like, it's very much on the younger royals, if you will. So the Kate Middleton and the Meghan Markle of the world and, you know, their husbands to modernize the sort of thing that's going on, because they have the power to impact different charities and really make their voice known, because they are like that part on the website is not wrong. Like, they are really the voice of the nation, and you don't want someone who is supporting bad things to be the voice of a nation. So a lot of these people have really taken it upon themselves to give back to their country. I mean, Harry served in the Air Force. I think William did too. I can't remember. And then Meghan and Kate are doing a lot of charity work. It was like all over Instagram when Meghan was pregnant. She did a bunch of charity work after the wedding. So yes, they are just pretty faces, I'll give you that. But they do try to realize that their position in life is to be more than just that. So they do a bunch of things to counteract that, I think. I don't know if they're doing a good job. I mean, again, I don't live there, but a big narrative lately is that Meghan Markle is like this next wave. So let's talk about that. Do you have any questions on the monarchy and the sovereign and how politics act?
No, I'm ready to talk about this black ass royal wedding.
Dude, that was a fucking good royal wedding.
Hell yeah, it was.
I mean, any wedding that Elton John is at, I just feel like it's going to be a good time.
That's how you knew it was a black-ass royal wedding when Elton John shows up. I don't know if you know this, but black people love Elton John.
I did not know that. I love Elton John.
Everyone loves Elton John.
Yeah, truly, truly everyone loves Elton John. Maybe that should be our next poll. Do you like Elton John? If you say no, you're immediately blocked.
I put an Elton John cover on my Instagram story. Follow me at Colby Complains.
So, after, you know, the first royal wedding that I ever watched was in 2011. So that was 7 years ago now. Things kind of died down, you know? It was not super exciting for a while. Kate Middleton did have a couple of really cute kids, like I said. They're fucking cute. They got some good-ass genes, and it's really annoying. And their cute-ass little British accents, like, fuck that, man. That makes me annoyed. My kids aren't going to be that cute if I ever have kids.
Those polite-ass kids.
Like, man, I got excited for George's first day of school. Like, that's how long I've been following these kids. I'm getting old. But really, the hype wave two, I guess I called it in my notes, was with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. So Prince Harry, let's bring it back one more time, is the second oldest son of Prince Charles, who is first in line for the throne. So this makes Harry, let's see, we have Charles, William, three kids. So Harry is actually like sixth in line for the throne, I believe, sixth or seventh, if I'm doing my math right. And he was really known as like a playboy. He had a lot of girlfriends. He had parties and would go out and like would be photographed in the London night scene. He was like a bad boy. He was that stereotypical prince bad boy. Until then, he met Meghan Markle. And Meghan Markle, a former actress, she was on the show Suits, friends with Serena Williams. Damn, was this a black-ass wedding?
Yeah, it was.
Damn, I didn't realize that until right now.
Oh, I knew. This is when I started paying attention.
So Meghan is friends with all these really cool people in high places. So it was a really high-profile relationship. They met through a mutual friend. It was never actually revealed who this mutual friend was. Not super important. Meghan Markle was really a commoner. She was sort of the, you know, princess from America. People really thought that she was trying to ride coattails to the top. Whether or not you believe that, it's not really a central narrative to my story. I think she's a good person and tries to do good things. And I think that's all that matters. But that's sort of where the hype began. Like, okay, they're dating and then they're engaged. Boom. And these beautiful engagement pictures come out. Like, Meghan is in this beautiful gown. They look really happy. Really interesting couple. I mean, she was an actress. He's a prince. Like, it's every girl's dream to like marry their Prince Charming. And she got that. I want to say there was maybe even more hype going into this wedding than the other one, just because it's Harry. No one really expected him to get married just because he was a playboy. And then Meghan, who is just stunning and beautiful. And I love Meghan. I'm a huge Meghan fan, if that wasn't obvious.
Black people were pumped. Like, I'm telling y'all, we were so ready for this royal wedding, for them to get a black priest up in that old ass white church to this wedding. We were like, please bring every god. This is going to be a 5-hour wedding. We are going to be in here forever singing the entire time. It's going to be great.
And yes, I did watch that wedding on TV again.
As did I.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
We were so here for it.
Now I know. What was kind of funny about that wedding is that I hung out with this guy the night before and we like stayed out till 2 a.m. bar closed. And then I like got up to go to this royal wedding. Like I was dedicated. Also because I couldn't ditch all my friends anymore because I kind of did that a lot that summer. I apologize. It was the summer of sexual exploration. We'll say that. This was just like very exciting for a lot of reasons. It was like it was seen as the marriage like America to the United Kingdom. It was just cool. Like I feel like I've said all I can about this royal wedding. There was lots of awesome guests, lots of different hats. And around this time, this is sort of like another aspect of the royal narrative. There is this woman on Instagram. Her name is Elizabeth Holmes. Her handle is eHolmes on Instagram. And she did this thing. It's called So Many Thoughts. Basically, she would take a picture of the royals. Well, she wouldn't take a picture. She would get a picture of the royals and critique their outfits and what they wore and, you know, if they were smiling enough or their body language was enough. So getting that sort of 3D view of everything that's going on, and she would comment on the news, it really enhanced like my royal experience being a fan. I'm like, oh, okay, I can look at the clothes. I didn't know they were in Africa today. That's really cool. Eventually, I followed the royal photographer, Chris Jackson Getty, on Instagram, and he is like amazing pictures.
Like Getty Images.
So he works for Getty. I think his name is just Chris Jackson, but his handle, I believe. Yeah, so Chris Jackson Getty on Instagram, the official photographer of the royal family. So with the royal family, you can really go in as deep as you want to. And I imagine it's kind of similar to football, I guess. Like, You can take what you want, leave the rest. You can follow one royal. I know, like, another big narrative is this idea of team both. You can either pick a side between Kate and Meghan, or you can just be on the same side. There's a whole bunch of gossip. That's probably why I like this so much, is that I'm a sucker for celebrity gossip. And this is just like a cream on the cake, the icing on the cake. What's the cream of the what? Cream on the cake?
The cream of wheat.
So it's the icing on the cake, really, for all these royals. There's some cheating scandals. It's like a real-life soap opera in Britain, and it's fucking awesome to follow along. Colby, any questions before we move on?
No, like, I feel like our passions are like, they're just, like, there's drama in the royal family, there's drama in football. Like, the biggest story that broke, this is going to show how long ago we recorded this podcast, is Ezekiel Elliott has to leave Cabo now and go play football because he got an extension and everyone was figuring out, when is Zeke going to get back? Is Antonio Bryant going to get his helmet fixed? Why is he Instagramming about why the Raiders are hating on him? It's all drama. That's all we like. Everyone likes drama.
Like, weirdly, through this podcast, I'm like, oh, yeah, they are kind of similar. There's lots of history in both of these passions.
Both English.
Yes.
Originally.
There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of rules to be followed. Royals have to follow a lot of rules, including different dress codes. And there's a lot of depth to it. Like, before we recorded, really, I was like, ah, football's just a game. But I'm like, oh, no. Like, I didn't know that thing about the IQ. I didn't know all the positions. And I didn't know all the logistics behind some of the trading stuff. Like, it's interesting. And I think what we're trying to show people with these passion episodes is that it doesn't matter, really. I mean, like,
it's like that thing you think is just like a silly thing that doesn't really have much depth. Like, there is so much behind it that you don't know.
Right.
Like, there, you can deep dive into anything that all the way if you want to.
Right, because a lot of people may like dismiss the royal family like, oh, it's just like a fashion thing. It's really not. There's like a lot of history. There's a lot of charity work that goes on behind the scenes. And same with football. It's not all about like the game or like the players' wives, which I would love to watch a reality show on that. Is there a reality show on that?
There's Basketball Wives.
Oh, fuck yeah. I could get into that.
There's, yeah, Basketball Wives, I heard it's really fun. And then Jay Cutler, who was a quarterback for the Bears, and then he went to Miami to play for the Dolphins. His wife had a reality show. And from the clips that I saw of it, it was amazing.
I will be sure to watch that. But yeah, I mean, like, what we're trying to say is there's a lot of multifacets to our passions and probably your passion too. But before we wrap up, I want to talk a little bit about what's next for the royals, because the, you know, queen is getting older. And I'm fucking shocked that her husband is not dead. He's 98. Prince Philip is 98 and still kicking. There was drama earlier this year because, or maybe it was last year, that he had to step down from his public duties just because of, you know, he was getting old. But the next thing in the royal family is the royal babies, y'all. They are so cute. So the oldest is Prince George, and that's with Kate Middleton and Prince William. Little Charlotte, she's pretty cute too. There's some things online that people call her Lottie as a nickname. I don't really like that. I think Charlotte's cuter. Then there's Louis. He's the cutest. He has little gap teeth. Oh my God, I sound like a creep. But when your parents photograph you and all of the royal families have Instagrams, it's pretty easy to get this content. And then Meghan Markle's and Prince Harry's son is named Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. I hung up a thing in my cube that was like a birth announcement. Yeah, I know I'm weird. How did I never think I was passionate about this? That's amusing to me. Archie is going to be like so cute, and it's going to be really interesting, right? Because these kids are six and younger. Even I think George is maybe five now. It's going to be interesting watching them grow up and seeing what they do with the country. I mean, will there be Brexit? Will there not be Brexit? The, you know, Prince Charles, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, and Kate Middleton are all, you know, 30s, upper 30s, and we don't really relate with them much. So we're kind of in this really in-between stage where these kids can make a real difference, and I hope that they do, and I hope I see them grow up and be really successful. I feel like a proud mom. Like, I want them to do well, and I think that the royal family never really ends unless somehow the monarchy gets abolished, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Only time will tell.
What are your opinions on the royal family after we talked about this for so long?
It's interesting to look at the royal family and see the, there is still like very clear history. If you look like at the line of succession, like how that works and like the different rules that they bring in, that's the interesting part to me that almost history major Colby is very interested in. But yeah, they seem like cool people, and I am glad we have a black person in the royal family now.
Yeah, and we don't have to like love or respect each other's passions either. Like, will I watch a football game here and there? Do I expect you to immediately follow Sussex Royal on Instagram? Probably not. But it's just like it's interesting that these things are out there that people are interested in. And I think that's the point of the show. It's shit you need to know and some things that you didn't.
Yeah.
So, hey, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week talking about something else. Our next month is called, I think it's Growing Up Month.
I think so, yeah. We'll figure out what that means.
Yes, we'll figure out that means growing up in times like these. Again, follow me on Instagram at Real Martha Riley.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Colby Complains.
One day we'll be good at ending these, but for now, goodbye.
Deuces.
Find us online at www.shityouneedtoknow.com or needtoknow.show, and on Twitter and Instagram at SYNTKpod.
Thank you to Stephen Boyd and DJ Empirical for all things sound.
And thanks to Sir and Purs for the artwork.
Big shouts to Irene, even though you don't listen to the podcast.
And don't forget to rate us 5 stars and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and we'll talk soon. It's more than... Oh, shit. I kicked my bottle of wine down. Luckily, it was closed.